I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. United States Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Israel on Tuesday for meetings with Israeli leaders and the first stop of a wider Middle East tour to launch another push for an elusive ceasefire. Hezbollah claimed Tuesday it fired rockets at two sites near Tel Aviv, including an intelligence base, and targeted the Stella Maris naval base near Haifa. The strikes follow Israel's announcement that it hit 300 Hezbollah targets in Lebanon within 24 hours, focusing on the group's finances. More than 10 were killed in an Israeli airstrike on Beirut's southern suburbs. Peru's ex-president, Alexandre Toledo, gets more than 20 years in prison in a case linked to a major corruption scandal. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Peru's former president, Alexandre Toledo, has been sentenced in Lima by Judge Ines Rojas to 20 years and 6 months in prison in a case involving Brazilian construction giant Odebrecht, which has become synonymous with corruption across Latin America. Authorities accused Toledo of accepting $35 million in bribes from the company in exchange for allowing a highway to be built in the South American country. The National Superior Court of Specialized Criminal Justice in the capital Lima imposed the sentence. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
China's Xi Jinping, India's Narendra Modi, and other global leaders have arrived in the Russian city of Kazan for a summit of the BRICS bloc of developing economies that the Kremlin hopes to turn into a rallying point for defying the West. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa.
We continue to see Russia as a valued ally, as a valued friend who supported us right from the beginning.
For Russian President Vladimir Putin, the three-day meeting also offers a powerful way to demonstrate the failure of United States-led efforts to isolate Russia over its action in Ukraine.